LaQuinton Ross made the tie-breaking three-point shot with 2 seconds to play as the OSU men's basketball team advanced to the brink of its second straight Final Four appearance with a 73-70 win over Arizona last night in the West Regional semifinals.
Well, I like to credit my coaches for the play. It was similar to the play we ran last game. We like to get the bigs in and pick and roll, and so happened they messed up on the switch right there, and I was able to knock down the shot.
OSU coach Thad Matta says he's not surprised Ross hit the clutch shot.
And like I said, I'm very, very proud of him because, you know, there's a lot of times there's a defining moment for a young kid. And you know, he's had not only a day, but he's had some big baskets.
The second-seeded Buckeyes rallied from an early 11-point deficit for their 11th consecutive victory since mid-February. Deshaun Thomas led Ohio State with 20 points. Alesh Hemsky scored the go-ahead goal late in the third period to lift Edmonton over the visiting Columbus Blue Jackets 6-4 last night. It was the Oilers' second straight victory and moves them into a tie for 11th place in the Western Conference with Columbus. Jackets coach Todd Richards says the team cooled off after a hot start.
2-0 lead in the first period, you know, first 8 to 10 minutes. I thought we were doing the things that we needed to do. Pucks were behind them, and we're forechecking. We were able to play in their zone, create some chances, score a couple goals. And then we try to do a couple things, plays in the middle of the ice, results in turnovers, and they got a lot of momentum from it.
Cam Atkinson scored 2 goals for the Jackets, who have lost 3 games in a row.